I think it's no secret that I am a fan of Star Wars. And there are a lot of television shows that have spun off of all of the movies that had come out. And there's no reason for any of you to know what they are unless, like me, you're a Star Wars geek. So one of them is The Clone Wars, and it's a series of about 7 seasons of the story of the wars that preceded the fall of the Empire. I mean, the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Empire and Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader. It's a war series, galactic war. So it's out in space on various different planets and such. And the Jedi Knights, who we all know from the Star Wars films, they're the sort of the spiritual leaders of the church, of the galaxy. They also have a role in the war. As part of the Republic, as advisors to the Republic, they're given command of various units of the army. And so they become, because they are Jedi Knights, they become generals. They are followed by the troops, and they say, "General, we're reporting in." And the Jedis are like, "Okay, let's do this, let's do that." As if being a Jedi Knight somehow makes you a good military leader. And their apprentices also receive a rank. So you have the Jedi Knight who is the general, and the Padawan, or the learner, becomes a commander. And in one of the shows, one of the Padawans is talking to the troops. He says, "You know, you're a captain." "That's right." And she says, "You know, I'm a commander. That means I outrank you." This is a 14-year-old girl, right? She outranks him. Technically, this is true because of the rank she has, commander. But the trooper says to her, "In my experience, commander, in my book, experience trumps everything. Experience outranks everything." And she learns that lesson, as some do and some don't, but that's war, right? And I was thinking about that as I was thinking of all the titles that Jesus talks about in the gospel today. And then I was thinking back to when I was in seminary, there was every year representatives from the military archdiocese would come. And they would come and throw a pitch to the first-year seminarians in particular, asking them to consider serving as chaplains, particularly for our first summer, because our first summer, we wouldn't go home. We'd still be stuck in Europe, and we'd have to do something. So either you're going to work in a parish, you're going to study a language, or you're going to intern somewhere. And chaplaincy was also an opportunity that some of us had. I did not. Cardinal Keeler would not allow us to enter the military. But those who did would go in. They'd have to do a physical, of course, to make sure that they're at least healthy enough. And then they'd go through chaplaincy training for about 3 weeks. And then they were given the rank of second lieutenant. No boot camp. No nothing. A little bit of a beer gut. Second lieutenant. Then officer. They were given an officer's rank. If I were to do that, believe me, I was not going to go around throwing orders at the various cadets and such who would come in. But it was a title that was just bestowed upon you just because you signed up. As far as I was concerned, meaningless. Second lieutenant means something to you, doesn't it? You outrank a second lieutenant, though.
I thought so.
You thought so, yeah. You do. You don't outrank me, but you outrank a second lieutenant. Experience outranks everything. And Jesus is talking to his disciples today, and he's warning them against the puffiness of a title, against the desire to be honored, to be recognized, to be deferred to be catered to. All of these things are dangers that can lead to hypocrisy. And he even points it out in the scribes and the Pharisees. You know, they're teaching you good stuff. They're teaching you the law. They're teaching you how to follow God's covenant. So listen to them, but do not imitate them, because their lives do not show forth God's law. Their lives do not show forth an experience of the living God. An experience outranks everything. That's what Jesus is telling us today. Experience outranks everything. The point that people are called teachers, even Mr. or Mrs., which are both versions of master, right? Doctor, which means teacher. Anyone who takes those titles on themselves really takes a burden, a responsibility that has nothing to do with the privileges that people give them because of their title. It has everything to do with what their position calls them to. Right? The higher up in rank, for example, in the military you go, the more people you have responsibility for. Right? That typically is the case. When you rank up, there's much more responsibility. I was even telling someone the other day, I wish I was back being an associate pastor. I dreamed of being a pastor one day, and then I was like, ooh. Why was I doing that? I'll tell you, being a pastor is a great grace, a great gift. It has nothing to do with the incredibly flashy salary that I get. The palatial home or any of those sorts of things. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the opportunity to encounter and experience God with you. And experience God in you. And hopefully let you have an experience of God through me. Because it's that experience that outranks everything. The only authority in the church that exists flows from an encounter with Christ. It flows from an experience of his living presence. And that is what all leadership is centered on. We cannot be tied up in titles, labels, or any other things like that. Even as parishes, right? We become very parochial. This is my parish, and I'm not doing anything beyond that, and that's it. That is also a form of the hypocrisy and the dangers that Jesus is warning against. We don't want to see ourselves as part of anything bigger, and yet we are, because that's what Jesus leads us to. When you encounter Christ, you are more and more conformed to the body of Christ, more and more united with the body of Christ. And that experience of Jesus and his living presence is what gives any credibility to our teaching, any authority to what we share. St. John Paul II was talking about this about 30 years ago. He was talking to a group of seminarians, and he was warning them and sharing based on the same gospel, actually the same readings from this weekend, about what real authority and leadership is about. And this is coming from the Supreme Pontiff, His Holiness, John Paul II. Right? You don't get higher than that. There's nobody who outranks him here on earth. Right? He's the vicar of Christ. You don't get bigger than that. But this is what he says. This is for priests, but it's also for anyone who takes on any kind of responsibility for others in the church. We must have a profound awareness that we cannot be generators of faith if we are not first generated by faith. Paul could announce Christ because he could say with all truth, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Thus, he could announce Christ by first being generated by Christ, converted by Christ, permeated by Christ. He therefore did not claim an improper title, such as the one that today's gospel prohibits, when he felt himself called father of his communities. Because his fatherhood was nothing other than a transparent manifestation of that of God. And at the same time, he called himself a mother. Indeed, he gave a certain priority to the apostolic maternity that was typical of him towards these communities. The mystery of the priesthood must, in fact, be understood in its intimate connection with the mystery of Christ. It's up to the whole church to make Christ in some way visible in the history of men, but it is up to the priest called to act in persona Christi to represent him as shepherd and head of his people. The priest must therefore be a person conquered, grasped by Christ. He is a truly great mystery, even if of a greatness characterized by the humility of service. Let the greatest among you be your servant. Certainly, we have experiences of priests who taught the truth but didn't live it, even betrayed it. Right? Our headlines and our experiences are full of that. People flock away from the church because of teachers like that. That's not the right thing to do. Because the truth doesn't stop being the truth because its teachers are fools. It doesn't stop being the truth because the teachers are not convicted by it. The truth is always the truth, and the truth is Jesus. And we find him nowhere else but here. He feeds us nowhere else but here. He encounters us nowhere else but here, within his church, in his people. To abandon that is to lose Jesus' love and encounter in your own life. Certainly, there's responsibility for those who drive people away, but ultimately, our faith is in Jesus, not in Father so-and-so, not in Saint so-and-so parish, but in him. That is where we seek to be, to have a real, living, and true experience of Christ, because that experience outranks everything.